days.
Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor on the road today near Barnesville, Minnesota.
I'm Sierra Doctor here on the Red River Farm Network with our Pioneer Agronomy Update in Barnesville, Minnesota. I'm here with Brent Sorensen, Pioneer Seed Strategic Account Manager. Brent, give me an idea of kind of what planting progress is like around this area.
The area that we're working in from about Fergus Falls north, almost all the way to Grand Forks and north there, I would say we're probably in the 80% or better. Planting progress on corn. Probably looking at similar to soybeans. People are really getting close to finishing up, and in a week from now we should be mostly wrapped up if we don't get too much rain.
Field conditions have been pretty good?
Field conditions really are excellent. We look at seed placement and how the seed is going into the soil. They've got pretty decent moisture. Some areas a little dry, and when you get done with planting, probably enjoy to have a little rain. But for the most part, what I've seen is that seeds going into moisture and really in pretty good shape.
Tell me a little bit about the plot we're at here today.
This is a plot where we're taking a look at two different things. We're seeing if we can increase yield by adding additional zinc in furrow. And the other part is that we have a new product, a biological called Utricia P, which is supposed to increase phosphorus uptake in the plant and increase yield. And so both of those are in this trial. And it's actually is about a 40-acre trial that we'll be taking samples through the summer and then yield in the fall.
We're already seeing a lot of pretty good emergence coming up.
Yeah, emergence is great here. We've got really pretty nice uniform emergence. Timing is great. Looks like we're off to a good start in here.
When was this planted in? Are a lot of fields, I guess, farmers seeing kind of something similar?
This was planted about the 15th of May or so. And I think emergence generally is pretty good. Sometimes we've got a little bit of a pounding rain and might have a little bit of a crust, but for the most part, what I've been looking at, emergence is just really excellent.
Tell me about stand details and where this plot's kind of at.
You know, we really try to get the best stand we can coming into our planting season, and so we always are looking to optimize our population. So we set out with a goal of whatever it is, 32 to 38,000 someplace in there, and trying to maintain that desired population is really critical.
And there's tools too that Pioneer offers, like a scorecard. Walk me through what's kind of on that and how farmers can utilize that.
Sure. Yes, Pioneer has scorecards for emergence on corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and canola. And our Pioneer sales professionals have those cards. And if the customer would like to have us come out and work with them and assess them, we can go through that and get a pretty good assessment of how that stand is doing and their potential from this point on.
Thanks, Brent. That was Brent Sorensen, Pioneer Seed Strategic Account Manager here in our Pioneer Agronomy Update in Barnesville, Minnesota. I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
BASF Tech